I'm Brian Goldfinger from Goldfinger Injury Lawyers. We'd like to wish you and your family a happy and a safe holiday season. Everyone here at my law firm hopes that you don't need our services, especially this time of year. Visit goldfingerlaw.com.
Hello and welcome to the Raptors Reaction Podcast. I'm your host, William Loom, speaking to you. After the Toronto Raptors defeated the Cleveland Cavaliers by a score of 126-110 on Friday night at the Scotiabank Arena, it was, you know, honestly, you got to give credit to the Cavs for hanging tight, but the Raptors, like, had control of this game despite only leading by, like, 5 points throughout. And, you know, when it really mattered in the fourth quarter, they put their foot on the gas pedal and it was game over. And it was just really, it was, on one hand, it was really enjoyable to beat the Cavaliers in this fashion because it's just fun to see a team dominate another team like this. And that team doing the dominating is your team. But, you know, it also, like, oddly wasn't that satisfying because the Cavs are so shit now that, like, you know, I would just wish I could have seen what would have happened if this Kawhi Leonard-led version of the Raptors went up against, you know, the previous, you know, LeBron teams, especially last year's team, which I didn't feel like was that good of a Cavs team. I just wondered what would have happened if we went up against that LeBron team with this Kawhi Leonard. But for all intents and purposes, Kawhi Leonard today was, to the Cavaliers, what LeBron used to be to the Raptors. Like, it was, you know, a dominant scoring display. He matches a season high with 37 points, and he does so on 12 of 16 shooting, 2 of 4 from 3-point range, 11 of 12 from the free throw line. Just simply dominant. Scoring at will, effortless, really. And, I mean, again, it's hard to just appreciate all this stuff because, like, the Cavs are, like, putting out a G League team. I mean, their best player tonight was Jordan Clarkson, who isn't even a good player. You know, but I mean, like, seriously, they put in a guy and he played 30 minutes. This dude, Jaren Blossom game, who wore number 4. And I was like, look, I cover the NBA for a living. And so I feel a little bit ashamed to say this. I had no idea who this guy was. And I couldn't believe he was checking into the game. And I can't believe he played 30 minutes and he was guarding Kawhi on a lot of possessions. I'm sorry, Jaren Blossom game. I respect your hustle and everything like that. But, like, who are you? And you're going up against Kawhi Leonard. I mean, It was no contest. But honestly, this is a feel-good game all around because, you know, it's a garbage game, right? You're playing the Cavs or whatever. And obviously the more important game is, you know, tomorrow against the Sixers. But, you know, you don't have Kyle Lowry, who's sitting out with his thigh thing. You don't have Serge Ibaka, who's got, I guess, sore knees. JV's out with the broken hand. You know, Danny Green was sitting out again with a knee thing that I think he sustained in the Pacers game. So, like, you have, like, four of your top six players right there on the sideline. And so, you know, in games like that, you just hope that, A, you're able to give your younger players more of an extended run, and B, that you hope to get the win. And so the Raptors got the win. It was great. Kawhi didn't have to play that much. He was just dominant every single time he stepped on the floor. And also, you know, the other guys got a chance to play, and the other guys got a chance to flex their skill set. I mean, basically, the Raptors started last year's bench mob, except with Kawhi Leonard in place of Jakob Poeltl. It worked really well. But it was nice to see those guys playing together again, right? Like, there's not been that many moments where Siakam, OG, Van Vliet, DeLon are playing together this season because Siakam's been in the starting lineup. It's been injuries, things like that. But today, they were all very cohesive. First quarter belonged to OG Anunoby. He had 15 points in the first 9 minutes. Ends up finishing with a career-high 21 points. He matched that last year against Orlando. But tonight, 22 minutes, 21 points, a bit of foul trouble. That's the only reason he played only 22 minutes. But 9 of 14 shooting, 3 of 7 from deep, 8 rebounds as well for OG, a block. He came out of the gates so strong, hit 3 triples, and had a little tip-in. And also, I mean, man, the guy, like, he posted up against Matthew Dellavedova, you know, hit him with that Pascal Siakam spin move, dunked the ball. And then later in the game, he probably had the most athletic dunk he's had since tearing his ACL. And if you go back and watch some of his college highlight tapes at Indiana, OG has some nasty, nasty dunks. Like, I'm talking like Aaron Gordon-level dunks, you know. And OG finally had that today where in the fourth quarter, he turns the corner. He's taken off from the dotted circle. And it's just an incredible dunk. And he gets up so high that his leg is basically on the same level as Larry Nance Jr.'s face. So, you know, it was actually a little bit dangerous. But seriously, it's great to see him, you know, break out of his funk. Obviously, that the Nuggets game, I think people are being pretty patient with OG overall. But that Nuggets game just set a lot of people over the top. And, it, you know, understandably, it was like a very ugly game. But I said at the time, like, look, man, we got to be patient with OG. He's obviously going through a lot in his private personal life. And, you know, just for that reason alone, I just like would like to give him as much space as possible. And look, we know the talent is there. And, you know, again, this is the Cavs, so you got to put that disclaimer on everything. But he was great today. He showed exactly what, you know, what the promise is. I mean, you have a 3-and-D guy with that much athleticism going to the basket. It's a great piece to have. And he's like 22 years old, and he's getting his hops back. I mean, great performance from OG. And then the other guy that I really want to highlight was Norman Powell coming off the bench. Norman Powell has become a forgotten man because, you know, ever since he signed that extension 2017, you know, he just could not find a role last year, struggled. He was CJ before CJ, and I'll talk about CJ in a second. But, you know, Norm, even coming into this year, you know, he's had a couple injuries. It's just been really unfortunate because we all know that Norm has that ability, but it's sort of looking more and more distant in terms of the last time he was an actual contributor. Today, Norm was great. This is exactly the type of game I want to see Norm have every single night. 26 minutes off the bench, 11 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal, a 5-of-7 shooting from the field. His only 2 misses were 3s, and he got good looks, but, you know, whatever. I like that Norm was really in control. Driving to the basket and finishing has sort of been an issue for him because he would always take off from too far. You go in too hard and too much speed. It's hard to lay up like that. Norm was very much in control today. You know, I think he looks a little bit stronger than he was in recent seasons. So he's actually able to take some contact going to the basket and finish. And he looked great. He just looks so steady. And that's something that you can't say for Norm, with especially last year, how he played. He was just so out of control. But he was great today, and even distributing. I thought in the fourth quarter, this opportunity where he drove into the paint, I thought he was going for a layup. I thought the guy was going to take a charge. I forget which Cavs defender it was. But instead of piling through and going to the rim, Norm actually passed it out to the corner, and he ended up setting up Pascal for a 3 in the corner. But like, that's the type of play that Norm just wasn't making in recent seasons. So if Norm could play like this every single night, then it'd be great, because that'd be a huge boon, because the Raptors simply cannot play CJ Miles anymore. It's so hard to watch him. He had like 1-of-6 shooting today. I mean, look, I don't want to rag on the guy too much, because like, the Raptors won, and whatever. Most games, CJ Miles is inconsequential. However, it's just kind of like, as a watcher, it's just sad, because like, I think we all cheer for CJ. Seriously, one of the nicest dudes in the NBA. You know, he seems like a family man. There's everything you want to cheer for CJ so badly. But then you see situations like, you know, obviously he's been a funk. So Nick Nurse goes into a timeout. He actually draws up a play, set play for CJ to come off a pin down in the corner, get a shot. It works to perfection. The defender blows past him. He even has time to do a rhythm dribble, and he bricks it like a wide open shot. And you just see his body language. He's just so, you know, distraught, and it's just sad to watch. And quite honestly, like, he doesn't deserve to play these minutes right now. He just can't. Like, this is against the Cavaliers, and he is like one of the worst players on the floor. He can't contribute on offense or defense. He's a one-dimensional guy. He shoots threes, and if he can't hit threes, like today, 0-for-5, and a lot of them wide open looks, then what do you do, right? Because he's not a good defender. He doesn't really score inside. Like, it's just kind of an issue. It's just sad. I mean, I think if Norm can play like this every single night, he should take most of CJ's minutes, for real. When everyone's healthy, just put Norm in. But the thing is, it's not even that simple of a one-to-one swap, because the Raptors do need shooting. Like, today they shot 9 of 31 from deep, right? It's 29%. It's not great. The Cavs actually shot better from deep than the Raptors did. Then the Raptors got to the rim at will, and they had Kawhi, so it was not an issue. However, you just can't, you know, continue winning the NBA on a consistent basis shooting such a poor percentage. So the Raptors probably need to go out and get a shooter. And if CJ can't be that guy right now, then you got to replace that situation. You got to replace that position. It's not easy to go get a shooting wing right now. Obviously, every single team, you know, contender heading into the trade deadline, all want the same thing, which is just a shooter. But yeah, I mean, CJ is just not it, man. And it's just super sad watching him. But in terms of the other positives, I mean, Pascal got the start at center again. It's an interesting look. I think that, You know, his rebounding has really picked up. He's got 10 rebounds today, 5 on the offensive glass, 15 points overall, and also had 2 steals. So, you know, pretty good defense overall. But I think the major thing with Pascal at center is that it's just a change-up look. It's not a full-time look. Like, when they have Serge and JV, I'd much rather them play Serge and or JV, and we'll see how can play power forward. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just... there's just no sense in really playing Siakam as a center over those guys unless a specific matchup dictates it. Like, let's say the Warriors go with, like, Draymond at center. It's like, okay, fine. Then we'll put Pascal out there. But it's a nice look to have. And I think some of the advantages are that, you know, he's able to beat his matchup most of the time. I mean, him going against centers, he's going to score a lot of the time just because he's going to get centers backpedaling. And he's going to, you know, drive to the basket. Or he's going to pop out to the corner and he's going to shoot. And he's actually been a pretty reliable shooter for about a month and a half now. I mean, he had 2 of 5 today. You can't argue with that. And also, Pascal was able to push the pace. I thought the overall ball movement in the game today was really good for a team that, you know, generally speaking, when Kyle Lowry's not there and Kawhi's left to run the show, the ball movement tails off, and it is what it is. But Raptors moved the ball pretty well today. Kawhi actually moved the ball pretty well. It's just a lot of open shots just didn't hit. But, I thought, you know, playing Pascal as a center, for him to be able to push the pace, it does help the ball movement overall as a unit. Van Vliet stepped in as the starter again. 14 points, 5 rebounds, 8 assists, 2 steals. Real solid, 6 of 10. DeLon was really aggressive going into the post. He really wanted to get that hook shot off. And I think he did it twice. But, you know, it was all right. Whatever. Casual DeLon, 8 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal, a block. You know, plus 17. It is what it is with DeLon. But, you know, overall, it was a fun win, a fun game. You know, the Cavaliers, they're just so trash. And like I said earlier, like, I would have very much, very much liked to see how this current Raptors team stacks up against this, or at least last year's Cavs, because I think that would have been the way for the Raptors to earn validation. And now they kind of don't have that opportunity anymore. And I miss that. But I don't know. It'd also be nice to not play LeBron in the playoffs. I'm not going to lie. I've seen enough of that for a lifetime. But in terms of your 3 stars... Kawhi, obviously number one, 37 points, 6 rebounds, an assist, a steal. 12 of 16 shooting. That is just a crazy number. And also 11 of 12 from the free throw line. It's nice that he's getting a couple calls. Honestly, there's a lot of other calls he didn't actually get. But, yeah, the thing with Kawhi is, you know, the calls that he does get, I mean, he earns them, man. He takes a lot of contact. And at least today, you know, those were called. 12 free throw attempts, I think, could be a season high for Kawhi. I don't know. Don't take me at my word for it. I haven't researched it. But it seems like it would be a season high. But just overall, very efficient outing from Kawhi. 2nd star, I'm giving that to OG. Really, really enthused with what he did. 21 points, 8 rebounds, 9 of 14 shooting, 3 of 7 from deep. You know, if anything, just to win some more confidence back on his side. Man, he needs some more people at this point, honestly. Like, I think we should collectively try to support, you know, OG through this difficult time in his life. And, yeah, I'm happy that he had this outburst today just to remind people of what he's capable of, right? Like, remember against the Cavaliers last year, game 3, 20 points, hitting the game-tying shot? It's pretty damn good. Pretty damn good. And then 3rd time, get out to Norm. A lot of other players, I mean, probably did a little bit more than Norm, but I'm just really encouraged by what Norm did today. I would love to see more of it. You know, I like that Norm and Kawhi have some extra chemistry too. Like, they really like passing the ball to each other. I don't know that San Diego connection, or I know they work out a lot, you know, before and after practice, stuff like that. But yeah, you know, give Norm a role, man. Seriously, take CJ's minutes, give it to Norm. I think that will probably be more productive moving forward. But as for tomorrow's game, a couple updates. I think, you know, I think it's probably doubtful that Lowry plays, to be honest. I think they want to give him this extended rest. After tomorrow, the Raptors don't play again until Boxing Day, so definitely a couple days off for Kyle to get right. I will see about Ibaka. I probably think he will play, and I think probably Danny will play as well, but Kawhi's been ruled out, no back-to-back still, so, you know, there's no more sunning of Ben Simmons, and I don't know, chances are pretty good that the Sixers are probably going to win. However, even if they win, like, I don't care. I really don't care. I still have so much confidence in going against the Sixers based on what happened in the first 2 matchups. And based on how much Kawhi just stole Ben Simmons' soul, like, straight up ripped it out of his heart. Yeah. But I'll be back to recap that game. Oh, and then Gerald Henderson. I mean, that's Jordan Clarkson, you know. Shout out to the secret agents of the NBA, Jordan Clarkson, with his Filipino heritage. But 20 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 6 of 14 shooting, 4 of 9 from deep, 4 of 4 from the free throw line. You know, Jordan Clarkson, like, he's not a good player, but he does shoot the ball a lot. And that means he scores the ball a lot. That's about it. That's as nice as I can think I can say about Jordan Clarkson's game. But, yeah, it is depressing times in Cleveland. No LeBron, and the result is no wins. So that does it for the podcast. I'll be back tomorrow to recap the Sixers game. And until then, peace out.